So then, in the middle 70s, you began work on our new Performing Arts Center.
Yes, all during my term, even as street commissioner and as mayor, there was a lot of interest in replacing the theater on Brady. Actually, in 1969, the city put up what they called an omnibus bond issue. A terrible name. A lot of people referred to it as the ominous bond issue. It was put up in kind of a hurry and had 7 or 8 different issues in it, in the one big issue. We had traffic control, we had water and sewer, we had storm sewer, we had parks, we had streets, we had a theater, actually a theater. The theater envisioned was to do some renovation in the assembly center, I think, or to reconfigure that. At any rate, we put several million dollars in for a theater. It was probably the least popular. We had a river project in that issue also. We had money in for a low water dam development. We had a study that had been completed on the river development. It's very similar to what's going on today, but it was done then by the architectural firm of Hudgens, Thompson, and Ball. So it would have been the middle 60s that we had this foresight. I might add, as just an anecdote, that my secretary through my City Hall days was Ann Baxter, a lovely lady who had worked for city commissioners back in the 40s and then worked for Sid Patterson when he was a street commissioner prior to me. And she told me about her water and sewer commissioner, I think, in the earlier days that had proposed damming up the Arkansas River. That thought was in the minds of several of our Tulsa chamber types and the futurists, you might say, for development. But at any rate, in 69, we had a river project. Nick Court got beat along with all the other things in this 69 bond issue. The only thing that passed in the 69 issue was a water and sewer issue.
So they could pick and choose which ones they wanted to vote for.
They could pick any one of these. You had to have all separate issues, obviously.
So then the idea of a theater goes down.
Yeah, the theater went down, so that was 69. When I became mayor, there was still interest in that. We had a very important retreat. I can't remember the exact year, but I'm going to say it was 70, 71, something like that. We had a downtown gathering of Katie Westby, and Joe Williams was part of it. He was the Williams Brothers guy and the president of their company here. Birch Mayo and others attended this retreat. A fellow named Halpern, who was a land use planner, came here and facilitated the retreat. We had everybody walking around downtown looking at sites and what should they do and all this. Charles Norman, a very close friend of mine who died just last year, was also very important because he had been chairman of a municipal theater study committee. And they had looked at all of the older buildings that might be converted, one of which was the Akdar Theater at 4th and Denver. Actually, we did a serious study about converting their theater into a new municipal theater. It wasn't really a good choice, but it seemed to be the best thing for what money could be raised. So we kind of drifted along with this idea of needing a theater very badly, until the Williams Company put together the downtown urban renewal project that resulted in the Williams Center.
We now know the Performing Arts Center is at 3rd and Cincinnati. So that was all blight. It needed to be cleaned up.
Yeah, actually, it had already been cleaned up. By then, the buildings had been virtually cleared from a large part of the area. And the Tulsa Urban Renewal Authority had been trying to take proposals on development of that area, which is now like a 9-block area. It went from 3rd Street down to 1st Street and all the way to the railroad track, so to speak, and from Cincinnati over to Boulder. At any rate, that area had not been able to attract any significant development proposals. However, when the Williams Company decided that they wanted to build a new building, they were in the present NBT building on Boston. They were growing very fast and needed a lot of office space. They hired an architect, Yamura Yamasaki from Detroit, to come in and design a Williams Center office complex. Since we had our kind of foot in the door with Joe Williams, he knew that we needed a theater. And so in talking with his brother John, they kind of settled on that perhaps a theater could go in the new Williams complex. So they picked out the corner where the Hotel Tulsa had been, the half block just off of Cincinnati and north of 3rd Street. They designated that as a potential site for a theater. John had, in his work with Yamasaki, very ingeniously converted what was a two-tower project of Yamasaki's for the Williams Company to a one-story tower. Yamasaki had presented two towers of about 25 or 30 stories each, and John suggested he put one on top of the other and just make it bigger. The building that Yamasaki developed was very similar to the World Trade Center towers that went down 9/11. At any rate, John saw the potential of the theater site, so he approached Lita Chapman to make a major league gift for a theater. She consented. She agreed that she would give $3.5 million. He then called me in for a meeting, and he said, "Bob, if we could go half and half, public-private, on a $14 million budget, I'll raise $7 million privately, half of which is already assured through Mrs. Chapman. If the city could put up $7 million, we'd have enough to build this theater for $14 million. That's how we got started with the theater.
But then, did that have to go to a vote?
Yes, the city would have had to vote on the $7 million. So it looked like a slam dunk to me to have half of the money already available. And sure enough, it was, because where the theater had failed in 1969 by 25-75, in 1973, it passed by 75-25. So we put up our $7 million. John raised another $3.5 million privately from individuals who were interested in a new theater. That gave us our $7 from the private, $7 from the public, $14 million to do the project. So we proceeded to design the theater and go to bids. However, when the bids came in, they were like $18 million. John came back to the city and said he'd raise another $2 million if the city had put in another $2 million. Fortunately, at that time, the city was receiving what were called revenue sharing dollars through the Nixon administration. They were giving us a real resource for capital dollars that we didn't have otherwise. We agreed that we would find our $2 million in the city through the revenue sharing door, and John went out and raised $2 million more from virtually the same individuals that had pledged the other $7 million. So we ended up with $18 million of raised money. We went back to the construction of the theater. They actually formed a committee, a very unique idea that Charles Norman had conjured up. They entered a contract with Flint Co. on a fixed fee basis to build the theater. We were in a time of hyperinflation, so there was a lot of pressure to get the work done while inflation was raging around us, but it also enabled us to earn a lot of interest on the money that we had already raised through the bond issue and through the private donors. So we put the money to good use. We finished the construction of the theater for $18 million. We actually ended up with $1 million over that because of interest earnings. And that $1 million went into our Performing Arts Center Trust, which still operates today to encourage programming of events at the theater.
The opening night had to be a big night. Do you remember what the opening performance was?
Well, Ella Fitzgerald was the big attraction for opening night. The Tulsa Symphony, of course, had a wonderful program planned. It was a gala night, historic, certainly for Tulsa.
So you stood on stage and welcomed the crowd?
Absolutely. One of the finest treats of being a mayor was to have that theater a real presence. As you know, and we all know, it's been maintained in perfect condition ever since.
So that was in 1977?
77 was the opening of the theater.